caused earth to travel that fast?
I tell you who?
The God whom I serve. If my God is able to allow this earth to travel so fast, never an accident. If my God is so powerful as to cause this massive earth to travel that fast around the sun, tell me why my God can't heal my sick body. Tell me why my God cannot bring revival to His church. Tell me why Europe cannot have a revival. Tell me why the Philippines revival will not intensify. I'm saying if my God can cause this earth to travel that fast, He can give revival, 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 revival. He's able. He's able. I don't bring a negative message here tonight. I bring a positive message. The God whom I serve is absolutely, absolutely able. You know, there's a law in logic that says, if you can do the greater, you can do the lesser. If you can do a quadratic equation, certainly you can add one and one. The pilot who manned that flight on the Philippines Airlines 747 from San Francisco to this point, do you believe that that pilot would not be able to fly a little Cessna? Well, if my God can cause this earth, which He made, and the sun that He made and placed out there, if He can cause this earth to go around the sun so fast, there is nothing that I need that my God is unable to supply. For my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm saying to the World Conference in the Philippines that the God whom we serve is able. Hallelujah. The air that we breathe, the air that we breathe is something wonderful. They tell us that the air that we breathe has several elements in it. Oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and minute quantities of other gases. Now, if oxygen were the only element in the air, everything would burn. If nitrogen were the only element, nothing would burn. If oxygen and nitrogen were the only elements in the air, the plants could not live, because the plants need carbon dioxide. But carbon dioxide by itself is detrimental to human beings. But my God is so great. My God is so great that He distributed these elements in the air in correct quantities to allow the animals to live, the plants to grow, and human beings to live.
If God can do that, and God has done it, there is nothing else that my God can do. He'll give us revival 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He will heal the sick. He will raise the dead, because He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look out, Satan, look out. We come to you in the name of the Lord. And in the name of the Lord, there's absolute victory. In the name of the Lord, there's absolute victory. Hallelujah. 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 Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads. Raise your hands. I see victory. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Oh Lord! Oh! Oh hallelujah! Let's call Him by His name. Oh, you can do better than that. Everybody in the building, let's shout His name. You may sit a while. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. It's midnight in the world order. It's midnight in the moral order. There is a moral looseness that prevails. Consciously or unconsciously, people have applied Einstein's theory of relativity to morals. There are no absolutes no more in the moral order of things. But even in this world, where there's a cesspool of immorality, and sin has had a name change in many respects, and when you steal now, they say you have embezzled. It sounds so nice. Embezzlement. You can, it sounds as if it's something to strive for. But it's the same old stealing. And when you lie, they say you have prevaricated. That sounds nice too. But it's a lie. I bring you good news that in the midst of falling moral standards, in the midst of decay in the presence of nations, our God is able to keep you and me. And when I come to conferences, and I sit in my seat, and I look in this platform, and I see our superintendent, Brother Urshan, Brother Kilgore, Brother Beckton, and all of these officials, I lift my hands, and I say, thank God for men who love God, and men who love the truth. favor. Hey, God is able to keep us. Don't have any sleepless nights about God's church. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He's going to have a church. He's going to have a church. It's midnight in the psychological order. Paralyzing fears haunt people from day to day. Anxiety and depression exist in our mental skies. But in this world, my God is able to keep us with sound minds. He's able. He's able. Pentecostals are emotionally stable people in one sense of the word. When our emotional stability is expressed in worship, if you look on from the window, you'll probably think we're unstable. But friend, we're stable. Oh, I'm glad that the Lord lives on the inside. It's midnight in the economic order. One of the world leaders several years ago said we're moving from crisis to catastrophe. That doesn't sound encouraging. That's where the world's economy is going. But the church is going from glory to glory. From victory to victory. From one height to another height. From one level of revival to a greater level of revival. You can't stop the church. You can't stop its forward march. No demon, no devil, multiply them a billion times, can come up and successfully overrun God's church. But finally tonight, I believe that God is able to give to this church the revival about which we have prayed. And as I sat in that delegates meeting today and heard the sober heart throb that came from a burdened foreign area called Europe, I said, oh God, help us to catch a fresh glimpse of who you are. And help us to see you in all your majestic splendor and glory. And help us to understand a little bit more about your power and your greatness. And just allow you to diffuse your life through us. And friend, when that happens, we will see a move of God like we have never seen in all our lives. And I'm saying, God, we're declaring you tonight as the one who is absolutely able to bring revival to the Philippines, yeah, to the Fiji Islands, to Venezuela, to Kingston, Jamaica, to the continent of Africa, Europe, all over the world. The sound of revival, the sound of revival. For my God is able. Oh, he's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Of course we're going to have to suffer. Of course. But there's something about the three Hebrew boys that touches me every time I read it. The Bible said that when they were taken out of the fire, that not even the smell of smoke was upon them. And when we go through our sufferings, and I could not stand beside some of the men up here who have suffered, but it's wonderful to watch God's people go through suffering. When they come out, there's not even the smell of smoke upon them. They're sweet, they're mellow, they're enriched, their lives are deepened. Hey, friend! Hey, Filipinos! Hey, North Americans! Hey, Caribbean citizens! Wherever you have come, I affirm, I declare, I state upon the basis of God's word